I offered Jada money, he denied it. That really means a nigga running. Time out. Time out. I go through text messages and show all kind of figures of money. Gee, I got cash for you right now. Special, I can't charge you. You can't charge me because... All right, let me explain something to you. Let's put things in its proper perspective, because y'all niggas talk about clout. This ain't clout. You're looking at an independent, free man. Y'all never see me again. I still make my money. Listen, homie, I own my music and other niggas' music. Relax. Nigga, look at the credits, nigga. I ain't just sitting here rapping, nigga. I came in this bitch spending my money playing the same game that the Jews play. You niggas will take money from the Jews. You niggas will take money from me. Let's get that shit understood. I don't want to talk to no niggas that's not bosses, homie. This is a different thing. See, we talking about bosses, homie. Bosses, my nigga. I'm talking to bosses. I know the nigga, relax. I know who is who. We all know it's who. In the industry and in the streets. I never heard of too many of you niggas in the streets. I've been out here for a long time. I've been in prison. I never heard none of you rap niggas' names. Don't compare me or put me next to none of these rap niggas that's just rapping. Now, why do they like 38 Special? You know why? The authenticity. They believe it. Why they believe it? Because it's real. It come from a different place. I'm not sitting here thinking of, I wonder what a street nigga would think of when I go to rap. Relax, though. Relax, though. Relax. Hold up. Time out, though. Time out. Time out, though, nigga. Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Because you think this ain't no, this some real shit.
It's real nigga
shit. Listen to me, though. I'm not going here thinking, I wonder what a nigga that been to jail would think about when I rap. Wonder what it's like in there. Look at me, nigga. That's not what goes through my mind when I rap. Only thing I could rap about when I rap is what I actually been through. And it's cosign. You speaking to a nigga that's cosign. You speaking to a nigga, listen to me carefully. All this shit is documented about what I speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a secret. Homicide investigations, Google it. You looking at a nigga whose mother got killed, brother got killed, baby mother shot in the head and chest. You talking to a nigga who really took losses. You understand me? And I'm here talking to y'all. My shit come from a different place. So when you hear niggas that like 38 Special, this why. They know where he came from. You understand me? They know this shit that he talking about come from a real place. This is not imaginary.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get here from imagining. You don't get in position. Ain't no future in front. You don't get here from imagining, nigga. So this is the reason why I rap better. This is why my shit come off a little bit better. Because it comes from a different place. When I speak, I'm speaking in general. We talking about the industry and independence. Mm-hmm. This ain't about that. This is about the industry and independency. We talking about a bunch of niggas that got in the game when they was kids and had to grow up in public. And so compared to niggas that had to be men and provide for families with no rap shit. It's a difference. Wouldn't you agree? Between niggas that came in the game at 19 to 20 years old, to men that had to grow, to men that had to feed families.
That's a big difference.
Don't you get more character from being out and having to deal with that? So let me explain something to you. A lot of that characteristic that you would have got from being outside having to feed your family, you missed that. For being a young nigga around a bunch of niggas in this industry.
But they can have character around a bunch of niggas too. That don't mean that they don't have character because they're young and they're around other type of niggas.
Let me explain something to you, right?
Okay.
It's a difference though. I'm not saying they don't have character.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
I'm not saying they don't have character, mm-hmm. but it's a difference. You learn how to deal with people through experience. We talking about people that had to deal with isolation at early ages. Lack of experience, homie. Compared to niggas that didn't.
Mm.
Let me explain something to you, and this is another thing. See, I don't expect for everybody to understand where I come from, because it comes from a different place. Right. It comes from a different place. So I don't give a fuck. I'm not here to make music for everybody.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
No doubt. I see where he's coming from. And yeah, I want to ruminate that thought that you said earlier of like, I hope it just stays rap, you know what I mean? Because I agree, it should just stay in that realm of music, because we got enough brothers killing each other off of nonsense. And
yep.
A lot of rap beefs can also be performative. Right. You don't know what
the scenes, man. Right. Sales, man.
Yeah. And that's just to say that in the past, that's been the case a lot, too. And you might see the same two people keep going at it for years and then be cool again and then go at it and be cool, right? This is the industry.
Yep. And he's talking a lot about, you know, the independent versus the industry, which if he is being 100, I really appreciate, you know.
Yeah, that's dope, though, the independency, right?
He got, you know, he inspired me to really start studying a lot about the music business aspect, you know, getting into the legalese of things, you know, the legalities, right? Because this ain't just a, yo, you can just rap type thing anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you actually do need to come in with your own thing and build your own fan base.
Yeah.
Not based off of handouts from a label that, you know, really got niggas doing assignments and handing over complete rights, complete copy, complete composure, complete composing copyrights, as well as their master recordings, these publishing deals, right?
Your like, ass cheeks.
Everything is getting taken, and because people don't know about contracts and the terminology. Hey, look, man, we took everything from him except what?
His own language.
Exactly, Lord. You know what I mean? Everything is real, God. And so, you know, that's where people get caught up, right? And
indeed,
then,
indeed.
And so, yeah, that's only one aspect of the business, right? Like,
but I see that. What's his take? Like, he's defending himself, or he's just trying to say that, like, he's trying to counter the shot? He's just explaining himself as a man, right? So maybe he it seems like he was kind of scoffing at it. Like, he feels as if it ain't even that, and people are making it out to be like,
yeah, because people think he's clout chasing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they think that that's the situation. And that they're actually even rap beef because, like you said, Jada only mentioned him in a couple bars. Right? Two instances. It's like, if you look, you know, and I'm not saying back in the day it was always real beef as well, but if you look back, you'll see whole songs about people.
Hey, here's the thing.
And that's what was called rap beef.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, later on in the interview, he goes through some more things and kind of you're kind of able to get the full or more of a scope of like who sent shots first.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And yeah.
Okay.
Because 38 goes into some things that it makes him sound a bit hypocritical to some people. Like, you know, you're saying like you guys are making songs about, you're 60 years old, you're talking about aroma of drugs, but then, you know, they're like 38, like, you know, that's like all your music. He's like, I ain't glorifying, I'm educating, right? And so he starts getting into it, right? You know, so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yo, we're gonna keep the music bumping too, with the Queen, Shay Noir, and we're gonna have 38 Special pop back up. You're gonna hear his voice again on Guns N' Roses, which is Shay Noir song. So we're gonna start it off with Shadow Puppet, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Full of dead bodies, just one look at it make them flinch. My brain is my bank, but they say it don't make no sense. But my tongue is a different story. It paints visions for me, cause my eyes been blind. From the blind eyes I turned, became a bride to crime. I write to rhyme my words, but my ears is what I use to stand through here. Walk my faith, what I feel is what I fear. Visionary thoughts, witness killings of my peers. All the memories I lost, putting ribbons in my hair. We
all struggling, but to them, it's all a puppet trick. We want the cars and cribs, but our people was taught to covet it. The goals I used to call a bucket list, but somehow I lost touch of it. Tasting of that apple left me waiting in the shadows.
Shadows, we be the outlines of bodies on a blackboard. Impressions of a being without substance. Invisible to those who don't want to recognize our work. We be the chalk outlines on the sidewalks of cities and towns, where our death becomes a pattern of purpose.
Yeah, I was like David amongst the giants, but the reward of true success, it comes from trying. How we programmed to think as a people, it comes from science. And the only way to accept rebirth, it comes from dying. I fought pain and care from Dexter Street off of Broadway. It's hard days to go from my activist to a car slave. The school of hard knocks to see graduations a long way. Cause right before, that's when the devil becomes a prom date. I struggle with expressing myself. I had no sanity. So now I paint pictures with words, using my hands to speak. For niggas who try stealing my art, I cut the hands of a thief and keep it as a house pet like the Addams Family. Yeah, can only judge me by a gavel. Blood was shed from Eve that made us hungry for an apple. Can't learn an art of war until you bloody from the battle. Can't appreciate the sun until you studied in the shadows.
Shadow. To exist only by the will of someone else. To plant seeds for others to harvest. We be the crust of the pie that we bake but can't eat. Serve to those who have suspenders on our existence to hold up a world we're excluded from. We be the graffiti on the brick walls of buildings. A shout out to the world. We are here, a portrait of rap. We be the siren sound screaming through the hood, stopping traffic, running red lights, searching for green. We be the faces reflected in the puddles left by the rain, waiting for the sun to evaporate our souls. We be the blood stains on our clothes after being shot by the police. And still, we find a way to survive.
This nation is now in the midst of a serious crime wave.
Look, scope focus, aim that a rival took a page from the Bible. Treat the words that I say just like a stage at Apollo. My life is like a canvas, the words I paint is a novel. Started with a crayon, now I get the praise of Picasso. No cheat code fix to this life when the stress pulling. A peephole glimpse turned my life to the best looking. A fiend's nose sniff, that's the smell of your flesh cooking. I reload clips from my op when they sweat bullets. I conquered a small mission from my thought and vision. Cause I had to crawl ditches under tall fences. Made it out them dog trenches, pinning bars, spitting. Crazy how I built it off from scratch and now my palms itching. My mind racing through marathons, I win my battles by thinking. Get all my coaching from an angel and I shadowbox demons. A late bloomer, still planting seeds and I grew a lotus. A queen that deserves a crown, but they still won't give me my roses.
If you walk by a street and you're walking on concrete, you saw a rose growing out of concrete. Even if it had messed up petals, and you would marvel at just seeing a rose grow through concrete. So why is it that when you see some ghetto kid grow out of all of the dirtiest circumstances, all you can talk about is my dirty rose, my dirty stems, and how I'm leaning crooked to the side? You can't even see that I can't even find it.
Hey, y'all, I don't care about no one else's business. I got self-interest, take a loan from my business, pay my self-interest. I was living in hell trenches, throwing rocks at the pen. I was 12 inches from jail fences. My homegirl a boss, your boy is a worker. I empower my team, you employ in your circle. You should have been more loyal and verbal. Tried to bury me underground, but they ain't know the soil was fertile. The rabbit did more than the turtle and end up losing the race. Man, you gotta look forward to hurdles. When a snake come for you, it's hurtful. Pray they get my boy a reversal. When I talk to your lawyer, it's personal. I'm loving it when they hate. This clean money, I'm rubbing it in their face. Just in case you ain't noticed, I deserve my roses. So I bought a color and then a race. Trust.
You mean you don't want to do anything with your life except shoot guns?
I like shooting them, Judge. I don't know why, but I feel good when I'm shooting them. I feel awful good inside, like I'm somebody.
You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move.
With a candle at night, cost to be a boss. Broke niggas just can't know the price. Man, them boys don't show love, they rather wait till you die. You gon' find a fork in the road when you race through my mind. I built a platform, then I gave you a sign. I turned water to wine, so I gave you a vine. Got all my knowledge from mistakes and I read books. My good looks couldn't keep a man if the sex good. Hard work pays off, I knew what the sweat took. Now I'm on vacations by the beach while the chef cook. Look, I got poems from my soul. My letters like a revelation. Niggas say I'm like the Mecca for my generation. Broke with a talent, fed up, thought I'd never make it. They said the journey always better than the destination. I got wins that bitches hate me about. I got nightmares that you niggas couldn't daydream about. Superior sent me a pack and he gave me a sound. Put my life into this rap shit, they gave me a crown. That's cuz, yeah. Sip drinks on a rich beach, grip squeeze. Could turn a naked truth into a strip tease. Put the whole game versus the queen. Couldn't battle cuz I started this shit. Lil' bitch, I'm Swiss Beats.
Compromise the relations between Nefer and Babylon, a friendship which we cannot afford to have broken because of its benefits to all of us. Friendship with Babylon is a friendship upon which rests the very life of our city.
Look, see my reflection in a sink when I rinse. I crave a rebirth, so every night I'm dreaming of fish. Was born to a fast life, but his parents raised him too slow. Was a wild card, so now he draw fours like a game of Uno. Type of respect you gotta die to feel. Look in my eyes and feel my life is a movie, but it's a silent film. A torture terror screaming for comfort. I couldn't stop the drone. Slave to my anxiety, therapy gave me cotton mouth. To play this game, you gotta pay an admission. The order power for women came from staying submissive. My shortcomings was plagued by me blaming my limits. That's when the heavy burden start to outweigh your ambitions. Yeah. I heard a message from God on his throne. If you keep dancing with the devil, he gon' follow you home. Niggas say I'm standoffish, I refuse to be nice. I heard the truth is ugly, but that's the beauty of life. I put my mind over matter, it's division when I do the math. It's all lines of separation like I drew a graph. Turned down an offer when the money was great. Married the game, but got divorced still in the honeymoon phase. Yeah, treat the money like a fish on a pole. I had plans to be the best, but getting rich was the goal. Niggas told me everything that glitters ain't gold. I still wanted it. I felt like Slick Rick to that quote.
Slick Rick is in here. Slick Rick is in here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know you got a lot of smart mouth. Can't curse, man. You ain't hear niggas say all type of smart mouth stuff. No, you wanna rob him, you wanna do this, you don't do that. So after a while, all that died out. You know, that was just scare, intimidation type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mind, body, soul.
Crazy.
Revolution, baby. Like
straight like revolution, so man.
Yeah, man, you know.
Revelation. Revolution, yeah. Revelation.
Revelation's taking place, man. That's most definitely, brother. Like, it's been a real high frequency episode, man.
Straight up. We came in with the... So this was the... Yeah, you were right. The Lotus Child, right?
The Lotus Child
album. We came in with Shadow Puppet off that and Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses is the song that featured 38 Special.
Right.
So yeah, so she signed to Trust. Right.
She was.
She was signed to Trust. And man, that was a beautiful song too. The instrumentals are crazy. Who's producing these?
YG.
Is it 38? I know he produces some of them.
I don't know if he produced that album.
Lotus Child, you know what?
But you know, it's yeah, that you know, that's why I tell the young boy too, right? You know, it's all about the beat, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's just the rhythm drives the artist to come with something, you know,
yeah,
willfully phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
So,
wow, yo, check this out. Yeah. Wait, did you know that Shay produced as well?
Yeah, I did know that.
Okay, so the Lotus Child.
She produced that one herself.
It was almost entirely self-produced.
Yeah.
So only the last 8th track was produced by Static Selecta.
Yeah.
And yeah, she produced 7 albums. So she produced that whole joint.
Yeah, man. She does. Yeah, I saw that in the interview.
Shit.
Yeah, she's a producer too, man. Like, you know, like 38, right? Like, you know, it's very inspiring. You know, especially like. Yeah. Like some of those beats are fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Hard. Like.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't put nothing past even a woman, too, right? Like,
No.
I'm sure some people are like, oh, you know. It's like, bro, Shorty Wop is cooking up shit that y'all niggas couldn't cook up, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She's cooking up, you know, low quality shit on y'all best day.
Yeah.
And it's still better than y'all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's, yeah, bro. Boss, that's how, you know what I mean?
Boss.
I, you know what I mean? I give her flowers, man. She is very, very graphic, very real, very intimate.
Yeah.
It's like, 38 says it in this yeah, interview too. He's like,
sure.
If I don't, you know, you listen to my song, you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I feel with her, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
I know who she is.
Mm.
And I don't know who she is, but you know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm acquainted with who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And based off of her stories, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Man, that's amazing, though. I'm still shocked at that, man. I was like, holy. So we gonna get back into the interview for a little bit. And then we gonna check out with some more Shay Noir. I appreciate y'all for being here with the Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM.
No doubt.
And y'all know, you can only hear the realest stuff right here where we stand.
That's right.
Know what I mean?
That's right.
Peace.
Peace.
Cool. Y'all see my freestyles? That's cool. I don't make music for that. That's not for that. It's for the nigga that understands 38 Special completely, homie.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I make it for, and that's how I got here. For making music for completely for them. So let's get back to the shots.
Mm-hmm.
I heard two of your albums, though.
Thank you, my brother.
But you sent them to me, and
yes,
I listened
I
to them. And I'm right there. I just want to make that clear.
Because
you pointing around real hard.
No.
You pointing real hard right now.
It's pretty much the same point of two fingers to me.
I need y'all to know something, though. This is the reason why, and I don't expect you to. No disrespect to you, but I don't make music for you.
I understand.
That's not my
but
thing.
But that doesn't mean I
that
can't
don't mean
appreciate
you don't understand
certain
or
things
don't
you've
appreciate
done.
It. That don't mean you don't appreciate it. But when I go in the booth, I know who I'm rapping for.
Of course.
Completely the type of nigga that I'm rapping for. And that's the only nigga that I'm rapping for. And I happen to relate to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to this shit that I was talking about the shots. It really don't make sense saying that you could help a CEO career that's out here playing the same game as the white man.
Yeah.
Let's get that understood. So I that's hard to apply to me. My career, I'm a businessman.
So maybe he's just saying if he worked with you, he'd give you a hot record and put you in a better position as a CEO in your company and as a rapper.
All of
could that be
cool,
possible?
But, yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, all I'm saying is that I ain't seen too many rap niggas pop no nigga. We got to stop acting like rappers as CEOs and rappers can help careers. Rappers, stop trying to get next to another rapper that can't do nothing for you. Thank you. Do me that favor, rappers. Don't try to get... Relax, though. A nigga see a rapper and be like, oh, shit, I need to meet him. For what? He didn't even get his own situation popping. That nigga ain't upload his music, run his business, do nothing. Listen to me carefully. No,
true.
Relax, though, homie.
That's true.
Why you
That's
give a
true.
Fuck about a rapper, homie, when a rapper is not a CEO? A rapper is singing and dancing for a white man. Most of these rappers don't own their music. I hate to break it to you. Most of these rappers is bad business, man. I hate to break it to you. I don't like rappers. I hate to break it to you. Let me tell you why I don't like rappers. No, I don't like rappers.
They ridicule me for saying it, guys.
Am I lying?
Preach.
Listen,
keep
relax.
Talking.
No, relax.
You see
what I'm saying? Relax. You rap motherfuckers, and see, this is what I'm saying. Please don't call me a rapper, my nigga. I know how to rap. I know how to make music. My main source of income is me being a businessman. If I was a rapper, I'd probably be lost like the rest of these rappers sitting on couches. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing how to liquidate my talent. You understand me? Not knowing how to liquidate my talent. That's that rap shit. That's the old industry versus the independency, homie. We got to understand what's going on here. I don't like rappers, though. Y'all some ignorant, stupid motherfuckers that can't take care of business. That's why I came in the game, and I'm running laps around you niggas. I come in the game with some money, and it's like a magnet. Niggas don't know how to get no money. Most of you niggas wasn't getting no money before rap. We can't say that. That'd be loud. You niggas would be speaking that loud. I don't hear that. Before rap, most of you niggas wasn't doing nothing. Let's just get that understood. Most of you niggas got in rap, then went to the streets. Got in the rap joint gang. All that corny shit. Listen, I got in a rap nigga and walked away from anything that has something to do with the streets. I'm a real street nigga that appreciate this shit. I ain't glorifying the streets, nigga. I'm happy to make it out of the streets, homie. I'm not glorifying that shit. Now, let's talk about the song. I think it was a bad idea. Let me tell you what I think it was.
Which song are you talking about? The
Fat Joe, DJ
Khaled.
I think it was a bad idea.
Why was it not a good song or
a bad
song?
Well, let me tell you why I think it was a bad idea. And I don't know who idea was. Maybe it was Fat Joe's. But to sit there,
y'all gonna definitely make noise that bag fuel joint. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, check it out. Any interest in that 30 special Jada riff? What's going on? And it's the boom bap world, right? And if you're within this world, man, some good things can happen if you pay attention to the things in the world, right? Maybe you can pivot within your own situation.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like, big up to 38.
Yeah, big up to 38. He was actually teaching on that.
He was teaching, man.
Yeah, he was teaching.
You know what I mean?
Appreciate that too, man. Ain't no shout out to Shay Noir as well.
Yep.
For dropping dope music, speaking that real. Always respect from our side for speaking that real, man.
Most definitely, baby, and Boom Bap Syndicate, man. We love all y'all striving to be the best versions of yourself, man. Don't let nobody tell you who you are. Find out who you are and manifest that into the motherfucking universe.
Yes, sir. We love you. This is your brother, King Wise.
Our body, baby.
And we're going to check out with some more Shay.
Peace.
Hey.
Speak like that when you around your Palestinian people, or you just speak like that when you around?
Yeah. Means with my PR, importance of my team, experiences made me street smart and forced me on my feet. Then got married to my sweetheart, no divorces by a priest. Spent my honeymoon in DR riding horses on the beach. After school programs at high schools and middle schools, forks in a road, I had knife wounds, no silver spoons. I blew from news clips and numbers. First rule is don't compare your blueprint to others. Your business moves I make to acquire after the cash. To end my days with a meal, I grew tired after a bath. Had to start it from the bottom, empires built just to last. I had to do it all again after firing half of my staff. Facts. Wolves can't compare to a sheep, they playing dress up. People don't surprise me no more.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. The support from our awesome community helps keeping the station diverse and independent. Thank you.
You may never have heard the word birth alerts or been told one was issued about you. A birth alert was a message sent to a hospital by child welfare workers before your baby was born. If this sounds familiar, you may be eligible for compensation through the Birth Alerts BC class action. Visit birthalertsbc.ca or call 1-833 632-6557.